Okay, let's start again. From the day after, from the day Mimachorat HaShabbat, Miyom HaViyachem et Omer HaTenufa, that is when we start counting the Omer, which means the day after Pesach, Mimachorat HaShabbat, which means after the first day Yom Tov of Pesach, from the day that we bring Korban HaOmer, we count Sefirat HaOmer. That is to say that you have first day of Pesach, that the Torah calls it Shabbat, Yom Tov is called Shabbat. The next day, which is the second day of Pesach, is when Korban HaOmer is brought, and from that day on, we count Sefirat HaOmer. So therefore, we count Sefirat HaOmer the second night of Pesach, because that night, that morning, that next day, is when they bring Korban HaOmer. Now, the Torah says that, in the explaining of the mitzvah, the Torah says that you should count the days and you should count the weeks. It says, Shiv'a Shavuot Tispor Lach, you should count 7 weeks. And it says, right, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, you have to count 50 days. So there's a mitzvah, the Gemara says, to count the days and to count the weeks. We're going to see how you count the weeks. You know, we do it one way. There are other opinions in the halacha, but we'll see how that comes out. But the halacha is that you have to count the days and you have to count the weeks. So the two parts of the mitzvah. Now, the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim only counted the days, did not count the weeks. Because it says nowadays it's only Zecher LeMikdash. Zecher LeMikdash, and therefore we don't have to do a full scope of the mitzvah. That causes a machloket in the Rishonim, causes a difference of opinion in the Rishonim, that many of the Rishonim understand the Gemara to mean that according to everybody, nowadays, Sefirat HaOmer is the Rabbanan. Whether you count the days and the weeks, or you count the days but not the weeks, nowadays, since we do not have Korban HaOmer, Sefirat HaOmer is only a Zecher for the time of Beit HaMikdash, and therefore the mitzvah is only mitzvah in the Rabbanan. Some Amoraim therefore said, since it's the Rabbanan, you don't have to count the days and the weeks also. It's enough to count the days. Others say that no, even though it's mitzvah the Rabbanan, you should still count the days and the weeks, exactly how it was counted during the time of Beit HaMikdash. This is the opinion of many Rishonim. The Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch, as well as some of the Gaonim, some of the Rishonim, they hold that even nowadays the mitzvah of Sefirat HaOmer is the Oraita. The argument is whether mitzvah of Sefirat HaOmer is connected to the Korban HaOmer, or it's a separate mitzvah. Even though the Torah says, from the day that you bring Omer, that is the day you start counting, Torah is only giving us a hint of from when we start. But it has really nothing to do with the Korban HaOmer itself. Even nowadays that there is no Korban HaOmer, you're supposed to count anyway. Others hold that no, the mitzvah is connected to Korban HaOmer. When you have Korban HaOmer, you have the mitzvah of counting. You don't have Korban HaOmer, you don't have the mitzvah of counting. Therefore, that's a dispute among the Rishonim. Lehalacha, Shulchan Aruch, and the Achronim, they all paskin that the mitzvah of Sefirat HaOmer nowadays is only Midah Rabbanan. So that is why Rav Ovadia says, one of the Nafkaminos, that Rav Ovadia says that in the Leshem Yichud that we say on Sefirat HaOmer, right? So the Leshem Yichud brings the Pasuk. It says like this. It says, הנה אנחנו רואים לחיים מצוות ספירת העומר, כדכתיב, as it says in the פסוק, וספרתם לכם ממחרת השבת, מיום הביאכם את עומר התנופה. רב עובדיה says, according to the ראשונים, according to the ההלכה, that say that מצוות ספירת העומר nowadays only the Rabbanan, you can't say כדכתיב, just like it says in the פסוק. We're not doing it just like it says in the פסוק. The פסוק is during the time of בית המקדש. Right? So how could you say כדכתיב? So therefore he takes out this whole all these psukim. Some Lashem Yichud have it, some don't have it. Some say Mitzvat Aseh, Sefirat HaOmer. Ovadia even takes out the Aseh, Mitzvat Sefirat HaOmer, because Mitzvat Aseh sounds like Mitzvat Aseh Deoraita. Right? Okay, be it as it may, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you on this. I'm just telling you that this is if you look at some of the Sidurim and you see things are missing, you understand why. But Lemaaseh, the Mitzvah of Sefirat HaOmer nowadays is the Rabbanan. There is another nafkamina that it makes, that this halacha makes. According to those that say that Mitzvah Aseh of Sefirat, I mean, that the Mitzvah of Sefirat HaOmer is the Oraita, therefore, what happens, let's say, the second day of Yom Tov, the second day of Pesach, that is, the night of Sefirat HaOmer, you come to Shul, and for some reason the Tzivur decides that they want to daven Arvit early. Right? Early. And happened to be that the Arvit that they're davening early, so they have to count Sefirat HaOmer too. Let's say it's during Ben Hashem Ashot. Tzeta Kochavim hasn't come yet. Are you allowed to start counting Sefirat HaOmer? If you say Sefirat HaOmer is the Rabbanan, so Sabek the Rabbanan Lekula, you could say Ben Hashem Ashot is already considered the night, and I could start counting. But if you say Sefirat HaOmer is the Oraita, so it's still a suffix whether it's the second night, second day started yet or not. Maybe second day hasn't started. I can't start counting Sefirat HaOmer early when it's not the time yet. Possibly it's not the time yet. Therefore, according to that sheet, you're going to have to wait till the night. The other nafkaminos, as we go through the halakha, we'll deal with it. But the major nafkamina that plays for us is that when you say Lashem Yichud, you keep in mind that the mitzvah is not the Oraita nowadays, the mitzvah is the Rabbana. Yes.
Say, so anyway, the rabbis learn it's from the
Pasuk,
so what's the
problem? No, they don't learn it from the Pasuk. It's a
Zecher. How do they learn that?
Huh?
How do they learn that there's such a mitzvah? They learn it from
the Pasuk, no? Yes, there's such a mitzvah during the time of Beit HaMikdash. Not nowadays. We established a mitzvah similar to the one that they had during the Beit HaMikdash.
They knew that from Pesukim. Is that from Pesukim they get this mitzvah
Rabbanon? No, not from the Pesukim. It's a Zecher HaMikdash.
Or one Omer, is it connected to the Sefirah or not?
That's a machloket. That is exactly the machloket.
And the same thing applies for Yashan and Chodesh
The same thing applies to Yashan and Chodesh? No. The Isur of Chodesh is Isur regardless of having Korban HaOmer or not.
The
Korban HaOmer.
Right,
right. So the Gemara says when you have the Korban makes it Mutar. If you do not have the Korban, the day makes it Mutar. But that is according to everyone that the Mitzvah of Chadash, the Isur of Chadash, is the Oraita, even nowadays. The only Machloket is, the only Shaila is, whether it's only applicable in Eretz Israel or in Chutz La'aretz. but nowadays and then the issue is the same.
So the Korban HaOmer was one time or was every day?
No, Korban HaOmer was one time. The Korban HaOmer is, the halacha is like this, that every time we have something new, we have to bring the first of it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And before bringing the first to Hashem, we're not allowed to use it. So you have produce, you cannot eat from your wheat till you first bring the teruma. Right? Take off the teruma and give it to the Kohen, and the master give it to Levi. You have to give out the portions that has to be given based on what Hashem decided. You're not allowed to use your new fruits till you first bring the bikurim, the first fruit, to Hashem. Right? So, Korban HaOmer allows the new produce that comes about, usually comes about around Pesach time. So barley usually comes about faster. So barley is harvested around Pesach time, and from that barley they bring Korban HaOmer. Korban HaOmer is a korban that's brought from barley and newly harvested barley. And that is the Korban HaOmer.
Why is it 50 days?
No. That is brought on the second day of Pesach.
Okay.
Second day of Pesach, they harvest new barley and they bring it as a korban HaOmer.
How much
of it? Oh, it's a certain amount of Melo HaOmer. You know, that is called Omer. It's a Melo HaOmer is the amount that you make dough to be mafrish challah. How much? Huh? 5 pounds is the shear that the Ashkenazim give. According to Rav Ovadia, it's 3 and some pounds, whatever the measurement is. But that is the amount. That's why it's called Omer. Omer is a certain measurement. They call it Omer because that is the amount that you bring as a korban.
So why do we count?
Why do we count?
Yeah, okay. You take the truma the second day of Pesach.
Right.
Okay, so why are we going?
The Torah says from that day on, you should count 7 weeks. And then after the 7 weeks, you bring another korban. Why? The Torah says why. Why do we put on tefillin? I don't know why. The Torah says you have to count.
So you bring the korban 50 days after. There's got to be more to it than that.
There are a lot to it than that. There are more to it than that. I'm just telling you, asking me why. I'm just saying that the Torah says there is a mitzvah of counting.
So we bring the korban sefirah one time.
Right.
And then we connect the counting to the sefirah. Why? It's the sefirah HaOmer.
Well, see, that is exactly the point. That
how come we don't connect it to the Shavuot because we are counting towards Shavuot.
Maybe Shavuot.
Okay, so
the counting is for sefirah or is for Shavuot?
No, the Torah says miyom haviyachem et Omer atenufa, right? Thank you, Abu Khan. From the morning that you count, from the morning that you bring the korban HaOmer. You start counting 50 days. Uspartem lachem. You count for yourself. Mimachorat haShabbat, from the day after Yom Tov. Shabbat is the first day of Pesach over here. Miyom haviachem et Omer atenufa, from the day that you bring the Omer, that measurement that you brought as a korban. Sheva Shabbatot temimot yena. 7 complete weeks there should be. So the Torah says, from the day that you bring the Omer, you count. So the Torah doesn't say you count to Shavuot. The Torah doesn't even mention Shavuot, by the way. Ad mimachorat haShabbat haShevi'it, till the day after the 7 weeks, which comes out, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, comes out 50 days, you count 50 days. And then you bring Mincha Chadasha LaHashem. You bring a new korban to Hashem. Right? The korban that you bring on that day, which happens to be on Shavuot, is another korban, mincha, which you bring from wheat this time. There's a difference between korban haomer and this korban mincha chadasha. It's called, mincha chadasha, it's called shete halechem, 2 loaves of bread.
Mincha chadasha is connected to Shavuot, right?
That's, it's brought on Shavuot.
Is that the truma for wheat?
Exactly.
No, so
it's not called teruma.
Wheat
it's not
becomes ripe at that point, and we're
right.
Offering a bikurim of wheat.
That is correct.
Okay, so there.
That's correct. So there you bring a mincha chadasha, right? So minchat haomer is brought from barley. Minchat the shete alechem is brought on Shavuot from wheat. The barley that they bring is chametz. I'm sorry, is matzah, which means that it's not fermented. Not because of Pesach. The mitzvah itself is matzah. All the korban minchas that we have, it's only broad matzah, right? Kichol seor v'chol devash lo tachtiru mimenu yishal Hashem. We cannot bring a korban from seor. Seor means that dough that has risen, right? Like a chametz dough. All the korbanot that are brought mincha from wheat or barley, it's matzah. The only one that is chametz,
this one,
is Shavuot.
Is the Shtei Alechem that is brought on Shavuot.
Who brings
who? This korban is korban tzibur. It's brought from the public money, but it's brought, you know, on behalf of the whole tzibur. So so the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash, they bring it.
It looks as in for a korbanot that they bring the Kohanim, they take every week, they take it, it's not better.
That's also chametz. That's also matzah. The only other shlechem apanim is matzah.
What?
Matzah aromin. It's the cracker matzah. It has not risen. That's right. Lechem apanim. It was a nice thick loaf of bread, which was Chazal say was one tefach thick, right? It was like a block of a one tefach thick challah. But it was not risen. It was matzah. Right? And it was fresh and nice and soft. Huh?
Doughy
fluffy. That's right. It can't be so fluffy because it's matzah. It wasn't risen. But it was not cracker.
Take you 2 hours.
There is another korban that is brought, mincha, which is also chametz. And that is when a person brings korban todah. Korban Todah is an animal that they bring as a Korban Todah. The Korban Todah has to come with 40 rolls of bread. 40 rolls of bread, 30 of them are matzah, 10 of them are chametz.
Wow.
Okay, so these are the only time you have Korban, Mincha. Mincha means a Korban that's brought from flour or from dough. That's called Mincha. Other things are called Korbanot. Mincha is an offering that's brought on the Mizbeach from dough or from flour or from bread or from flour. Hold on.
So how can we bring this?
Because the Torah itself says that in that situation you bring it. So there are two situations that the Torah allows chametz to be brought. A, on for Shtei Alechem on Shavuot, and some rolls of Korban Todah. All the other time, any time that an offering of flour or dough or baked bread is brought on a Mizbeach, is matzah. Okay. Now.
So, right. When we count Sefirat HaOmer, we say Bracha, we say Sefirat HaOmer. So what we have in mind?
Well, okay, I'm going to get to the Bracha. I'm not there yet.
I know.
Hold on. Just bear with me. Bear with me 2 more minutes, please. So the Korban HaOmer is brought matzah, just like all the other minchas, and it's from barley. Shtei Alech, and it's the second day of Pesach. Shtei Alechem is brought on the first day, or it's only day, of Shavuot. It is from wheat, and it's chametz, and it's risen. Right? Risen is chametz. Good. So the Torah says, after you bring from the day you bring Omer, you count 50 days or 7 weeks, and then you bring a new korban. What do these two korbanot do? The first korban, which is Korban HaOmer, allows people, to use the new produce. Chadash becomes mutar. So Korban HaOmer allows people, once we gave the first offering of our new produce to Hashem, now everybody could go and use their new produce, wheat and barley and whatever it is, to bake bread or matzah and whatever it is and eat it.
Only okay. Barley?
No. It allows all the grains. It allows all the grains for all the people. Shtei Alechem is coming to allow something else. Even though we are all allowed to eat the new produce, but we are not allowed to use the new produce as a korban on the Mizbeach. Shtei Alechem would allow using the new produce to be used as a korban on the Mizbeach. Even though the Omer that we brought is a new produce itself, and it comes on the Mizbeach, it is only coming exceptionally to allow everyone to use the new produce for themselves. But the new produce still cannot be used to be brought as a korban. Somebody wants to bring a korban mincha, he still has to bring from the wheat of last year. he cannot use the new produce to bring korban mincha till after Shli Alechem is brought on Shavuot. So Omer is matir the usage, the public usage of the new produce. Shtei Alechem is matir the Bet HaMikdash usage of the new produce.
Even if it's barley?
Doesn't matter. If that's barley, that's wheat, and that's what it does. Now.
Because we said we have to bring the first produce to Hashem.
We brought.
But doesn't it have to be the first one also to be matir to HaMikdash before comes matir to everybody else?
That's Shtei Alechem. No. So whatever, good.
So during the Omer, you can't bring any offerings.
Which is from the new produce.
From the new produce. You have to bring from Yashan.
That's right.
So that's why we eat Yashan.
I explained that already, but yes. Okay, good. Now, since the Torah says the counting starts from this korban and continues till the next korban, these are the counting. So the counting is, the Torah connects it to Sefirat HaOmer. So certainly in the time of Bet HaMikdash, it was connected to the korban. Chachamim Zecher LeMikdash established Al Sefirat HaOmer. You count on the Omer, on the day of the Omer. Right? So the Rambam says, even though you do not have the Korban HaOmer that you bring on that day, but the day is still the day of the Omer, the day accomplishes what the Omer was supposed to accomplish. What was Omer supposed to accomplish? To allow the new produce to be used by people. Chadash becomes Mutar. Now, if you do not have the Korban nowadays, still Chadash becomes Mutar on the day of the Omer. So the Omer, whether the korban actually is there or the actually is not there, the job of the omer is done one way or another. The chadash becomes mutar. So therefore, the way the chachamim formulated the bracha is al sefirat haomer, because the mass is the concept of omer. Whether you have the korban or you don't have the korban, the rishonim say that is not really connected to the korban. It's connected really to the korban. You don't have the korban. There's no mitzvah d'oraita. Okay, so Zecher LeMikdash, Sefirat HaOmer of the Mikdash. The Rambam says, no, it has nothing to do with the Korban. It has to do with the day. The day is the day of bringing the Omer. You don't have the Korban, so you don't have the Korban. But the day still does the job. Therefore, you count from the day that the Omer would have been brought. Therefore, you call it Sefirat HaOmer.
So Omer, something to do with the Korban Omer till the Mincha Chadash.
Right.
Has nothing to do with Shavuot.
In the way, connecting
these two together, right?
That's correct. This is how the Torah says it. Okay? Then comes along.
Hillel.
Rabbi Hillel over here. And Hillel has Zakin over here. Zakin, I don't mean. Our young Hillel, Zaken of Chochma, right? Who says there has to be more into that? You don't just start counting, right? Why 7 weeks? Why 49 days? Right? And so therefore, that is where the Shavuot comes into the picture.
So why don't we count?
The Torah does not say anything about Shavuot. What is Shavuot?
It means 7 weeks.
Exactly. So the Torah talks about Shavuot. Chag Shavuot, Bechag Matzot, Chag Shavuot, Bechag Sukkot. Right? Shalosh Pamim Bashanah Erekot Zechurcha. Chag Shavuot. So what is this Yom Tov, the next Yom Tov, next Chag that's coming called Shavuot? Why are we celebrating? What are we celebrating? Really? Yeah. The Torah doesn't say that. The Torah calls it Chag Shavuot. Chag Shavuot, the Chag of weeks. You counted 7 weeks, right? And you bring a new korban, right? That's the Chag. Chag Shavuot. The Torah also called it Yom HaBikurim. In Parashat Pinchas, Torah calls it of Yom HaBikurim.
Yeah,
that's okay. other places in the Torah, when the Torah says Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana, Torah calls it Chag Shavuot. So there are two names that are given. Bikurim, which is the first korbanot that you bring, I'm sorry, first produce that's brought, and the Chag of Weeks. Where does it say Zeman Matan Torah? Tenu in the Torah? Doesn't say. How do we know that the Torah was given on Shavuot? Well, from two things we see. From one place that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim, when you come out of Mitzrayim, Ta'avdun et ha'elokim al har hazeh, you'll serve Hashem on this mountain, and it should have said Ta'avdu, you would serve. Why Ta'avdun with the Nun? Nun Gematria is 50, which means 50 days after you come out of Mitzrayim, you will be serving Hashem by Har Sinai to receive the Torah. That's one remez. A little bit more than that remez is that the Torah says, "Bachodesh Hashelishi," on the third month, when they came out of Mitzrayim, "Bayom Hazeh," on that day, which is the first day of the month, they came to Har Sinai. And then the Torah gives some process, and you start counting the days. If you follow the Pesukim a little bit with Diktuk, you follow the Pesukim, it comes out that around the sixth day or the seventh day of Sivan is when the Torah was given. Was it the sixth day of Sivan or seventh day of Sivan? It's a Machloket Tanaim. There are those who say the Torah was given on the sixth day of Sivan. Rabbi Yossi says the Torah was given on the seventh day of Sivan. Right? But be it as it may, it was given around that 50th day. So now the Torah over here calls it Chag HaShavuot. There it calls it Yom HaBikurim. And here the Torah says 50 days after you come out of Mitzrayim. And it's around 6th or 7th day. So it must be all connected somehow. This is all you get from this book. You don't get more than that from this book. Even some of the things that I told you, you don't get it out of this book of Chumash. You don't see in the Torah clearly that it took 6 days for the Torah to be given. From the time that they came to Har Sinai till the Torah was given, it took 6 or 7 days. The Torah does not specifically says it. Doesn't say it. The Torah does not specifically say it. It's only because Chachamim say over here, this is one day. And this is another day. The Chachamim divide up the Pesukim. This happened on the first day. This is the second day. This is the third day. And then Hashem said, you should separate from your wives 3 days because I'm going to come after 3 days. So 3 plus 1, 2 and 3 is 6. And comes Rabbi Yossi and says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu had to add one more day. That became 7.
Just in case.
Right? No. Okay, so that became 7. So the Torah does not specifically says, that does not say anywhere in the Torah specifically that the Torah was given on Vav Sivan or Zayin Sivan.
So Yom Bikurim.
No, Agar Rabbeinu Gol has a wonderful question. The most important day of Jewish history of Knesset Israel is not mentioned explicitly in the Torah. Everything is a roundabout. Yom HaBikurim, it's as if Hashem is hiding it, you know. I call it Yom HaBikurim. I call it Chag HaShavuot. I don't call it, you know, 50 days with the remez, with the noon remez. I even make up to Har Sinai, I don't say day 1 and day 2, right? It doesn't say anywhere. Does not say anywhere in the Torah specifically that the Torah was given on Vav or Zayin of Sivan. Isn't that interesting? That's a wonderful question, isn't it? Good. So, Bezal Hashem, we'll talk about it next time. Think about it. You have a whole week to think about this.